Ballad of Bertie County. 1. It was our hope to get there long before dark, but this part of Carolina had been dark for 200 years or more, dim lit by white flames of cotton on thin brown stalks. We were answering a call, braving clan country to bring black folks city words with rural roots. We were all smiles with rough edges, telling bitter jokes. 2. Sister's house must be pretty big, we joked, half expecting to be bedded down on cots and couches after eating all the collard greens we could. The last town, as sleepy as we were, some 20-30 miles behind us now. We were gunning our mouths, didn't hear the whispers we should have heard. Time's savage cunning. 3. Around us the trees silhouetted, blackened and disappeared into vast Carolina night. We chased our headlights. Our pace slackened when we spotted red brick columns and white picket fence. A gravel driveway led through the columns towards a noose of yellow light above a shuttered door. Ancient pines grew on either side, rising thickly, quickly out of sight. 4. Not knowing what we'd gotten into, we got out of the car. The land seemed to sigh, a cricketless silence. We still didn't foresee the plump white woman who greeted us. Hi, you must be. Come in. Welcome. Farewell, welfare, we thought, and crossed the threshold. Inside, one glance told us the deal. Hell, it really was a big house. Memories in the flesh. 5. No sign of Mammy anywhere. No woolly heads, no pickaninnies, no grinning boy men in any pictures on any knick-knack shelves. Our beds in innocent, menacing rooms. How many slaved here? Echoes of injuries rushing down the spiral staircase at us, seeping from the wood floor like sweat. None of us ever meant to drown firsthand in such a flood. Fate got us good. 6. Burgundy candles burned, bleeding onto the mahogany table. Portraits of the mistress and master, in silk and suit, hung like two crimes on the opposite wall. Our distress crawled our skin like lice as our hostess's aunt and mother fished out story after story from their wine glasses, dripping their debutante drawls all over us, draping us in old glory. 7. We were never alone together till she left us for the night in our 3 unholy rooms. Gathering in one, we mourned the theft of our choice, our right to claim solely for the sake of our historied hearts, I never. One of us drew a vial of oil from a pocket, anointed our heads, hands, feet. Evil's clever. Touch your windows and your door and lock it. 8. There were 47 blacks enslaved here, she told us. I sat up with all the lights on till my eyelids dropped like tears. Fear dragged me through sleep, despite our rights. I dreamed of 47 fiddles shrieking Dixie, 47 bales of cotton, 47 hounds a-howlin', 47 planters leaking pus between brown thighs, and not one heaven. 9. Morning. November's anemic sunlight swooned across the yard and beyond the desolate field. I sought sights to prove we weren't marooned in 1850, 1940. Watched an elder wearily wield a rake, inherited work he'd spent a lifetime doing, his payment a pittance little more than slave wages. Historical preservation. Pastime for mother and aunt, livelihood for this man. 10. Downstairs in the kitchen, We sipped coffee, waited on scrambled eggs. Through a second door, a room we hadn't seen last night. Off we went, drawing near the portrait that beckoned us. "Who's that?" we asked. "Sis Harriet," they called her. "Harriet Gatlin. She was cook here after slavery."
"So?"
"Stand here," said Miss Lady one day. "I want to paint you when you're not busy." Laughter. 11. We breakfasted, packed, followed them to the center to read our poems. Exercise equipment had been pushed to the gym walls. The only other place nearby of enough size for such a program is Hope Plantation, our hostess told us. Counting our blessings and our meager but warm black audience, we let our words unfold a map of farms and cities, migrations of the eager. 12. It was our hope to recover a newer world before dark, but we had to drive across centuries to get home. Our directions wrong, but our wills strong, we bore our mutual loss in anything but silence till we saw Rocky Mount twinkling along the highway, a tight necklace of lights. We swore to log this passage, to account for this double crossing, to etch an inerasable trace.